It's no secret the holidays are going to look a little different this year.
For sure. I'm already planning my virtual dinner parties and, of course, caroling sessions.
We may not be able to see everyone we love in person this year, but we can certainly let them know we're thinking of them in the form of memorable and personalized gifts.
Etsy remains the best place to get quality, handmade, and heartfelt gifts for the people in your life, inspired by the things they love.
There's so many choices, and Etsy sellers run the gamut, from home goods and decor to artwork, clothing, and jewelry. And the best part is everything is totally unique, from handmade pieces to one-of-a-kind vintage items.
So Megan, if you wanted to get me a gift, you know I love a nice cheese plate, so naturally I'm eyeing so many of the beautiful handcrafted cheese boards available from a variety of sellers.
And for our Housewives fans out there, there are amazing wine glasses, perfect to pair with your next pour and binge session this holiday season.
Wine and cheese at Shea Eric J. Mack. It'll take my quarantine snacking to the next level.
Etsy is making my holiday shopping so much more special this year, and I cannot wait to see my friends and family open their gifts.
This holiday season, shop Etsy to gift like you mean it. Go to Etsy.com/gifts to shop meaningful gifts for the people you love.
That's Etsy.com/gifts.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
In this week's episode of The Real Housewives of Potomac, Monique Samuels was left out of a group trip to Portugal. The group questioned Gisele Bryant's relationship with Jamal, and Ashley Darby spent time away from her husband and baby.
As you guys know, I had the pleasure of interviewing the entire cast of The Real Housewives of Potomac for BravoTV.com's exclusive Season 5 After Show. In the latest installment, the ladies react to Karen ordering milk at dinner. Was it really to help her ulcer, or a way for her to stay in control?
The group also pressed Gisele to explain Jamal's absence. Karen maintained that it all came from a good place, saying she wants Gisele to win, and Gisele has tried to love several times, and it's been disastrous.
Yikes. Plus, in our Bravo Insider exclusive, which you can only see on BravoTV.com, Ashley Darby revealed the real reason she broke down when Michael didn't answer her call.
Some of the voices you'll hear beyond the cast are producers and Daily Dish podcast guests, Real Housewives of Potomac executive producer Kamar Bosharaj and Bravo's VP of current production, Josh Brown.
AKA the people who know all the secrets. Let's take a listen. You order a glass of milk and the ladies are a bit suspicious.
Is that milk?
It is milk.
Just cow's milk?
For my tummy, to coat my tummy because I have had an ulcer and it was painful today. So I was like,
oh,
yeah. Well, actually, I have a history of ulcers and gastric reflux. So I was taking antacids that day when I arrived. Oh, we knew exactly what was going on. I'm gonna be honest. She was so embarrassed by her being completely drunk at Newburgh.
This is fresh. How do I do it? Can I switch with you before you do it?
She was on it. She was on one.
She drank till her bottom lip was drooping.
So she's making a point to not consume too much alcohol amongst the group because she knows that anything she says can essentially be used against her simply because Karen has had such a strong opinion about everybody else.
Karen was like, you know what? I'm trying not to give you anything to use against me.
Because I cannot control what's coming out of my mouth and I can't have these girls, telling whatever I say. So she decided she was gonna make up a story that she has ulcers. Ulcers. If you had ulcers, Karen, you would not have been on the flight to come to Portugal. So if you want to, you know, tell us a lie and drink milk as if you're like 98 years old, have
it. Oh, God.
I don't have an MD, but because of my proximity to MDs, mm-hmm. a la my parents, I have an honorary MD. So okay. I'm an honorary doctor. So as such, I can tell you that for someone who has an ulcer, which is what Karen was purporting to have, an ulcer, dairy is not the thing that you ingest for an ulcer. So I was certainly giving her the Because, girl, what? I mean, it's not my business, but if you have an ulcer, you're not drinking milk. That's not what you're doing. So it was a lot strange to me. A lot strange.
Nothing gets past these ladies. And you know, I don't know the real story with Karen, but these ladies will notice something unusual in an instant. And it's always really funny.
I personally thought it was really weird that they were having issues about what it is that I would order. I was like, what is going on? I just wanted a glass of milk. So what's the big deal? You know? Yeah, really weird.
Honestly, Karen can drink milk. She can drink oil. She can drink from the Portuguese ocean. I don't care. Drink what you want to drink because I don't care. Drink until you are exhausted. Drink it all. I don't care.
You talked to Giselle about her relationship with Jamal, and one of the things you ask is whether or not he's proud of her.
Is he not proud of you?
Oh,
he is very much proud of me.
Well, then a proud man is with his woman.
Let's be clear. Giselle and I, you know, we are hot and cold all the time. That's how our relationship has been. But at the end of the day, I want to see Giselle win. Okay? And so when a man does not show up in your community on your arm, I mean, what does that say? Why is he not here for you? Why do we not see him?
Who would not be proud of this? Like, that's just the stupidest thing to ever think or say. But in retrospect, as I look back on it, like, I'm so happy I didn't have Jamal around Karen.
I need, for her, I want her to win. She's tried at love several times and it's been disastrous. If she's going to put in the work, she needs a man that's going to be proud of her. It may have been difficult for her to receive, but I was coming from a good place. She deserves, honestly, every woman deserves the absolute best man. If he doesn't treat her well or is ashamed to be in public with her, is he proud of you? Why isn't he, you know, adorning your arm around your friends and family in Potomac? That was a simple question, and it struck a chord with her.
Well, this is something I've said to Giselle to her face. I don't mind saying it here. If you were Giselle, who, you know, had things to say about everyone's relationship, would you bring your partner around everyone for everyone to have the same comments about them? So I said her, that was kind of smart, but it was bad for me. Smart for you, bad for me. That's one of those smart for you, bad for me. But I get where the other women are coming from. It's like, oh, now you are in a relationship. Now you're with someone. Now you don't want us to have an opinion about them. Like, how is that fair?
I was really taken aback by knowing that nobody else had really seen Jamal. I'm not that close to Giselle, but Robin, who was her best friend, why would she not have spent time around Giselle's now boyfriend? That just seems like Giselle is hiding her relationship a little bit. And doing so because she knows that she has thrown a lot of daggers at other people. And so she's being a little bit more guarded about what she says and who she introduces. Because, you know, it's like a boomerang. That thing always comes right on back.
I don't want to bring him around people that don't support me, don't love me, and that are truly, like, not wanting the best for me. Like, you know, I know Robin loves me and wants the best for me. So like people like that, I don't have any problems with Jamal being around them. But Karen can kick rocks. She probably will never see Jamal.
Were you surprised at the dinner too that Robin a little bit backed you up in your argument about like Jamal?
Lo and behold, Robin has a voice.
But think about it. If you're in a relationship that you're happy about.
Yes.
Like why wouldn't you share that with your friends when we share our men with each other?
I mean, I totally understood where Karen was coming from because it is something that you observe as a group. You know, we all see each other's spouses or partners at some point. And I also know like when you don't see our spouses, everyone wants to know, well, where are they? Where are they? You're expecting them to come. You know, even like Juan wasn't at the lake house and it's like, well, where is he? So it's a valid question for sure. But sometimes I feel like, you know, coming from Karen, it's like it did not feel sincere. I doubled down on it or I backed it up, but it was more coming from a sincere place than Karen, where I felt she was being a little messy.
What was so sad but funny at the same time was she wanted to prove to me that, you know, he's in her life, so she calls him.
Is that your mom? Is that your mom?
What you doing?
Yeah.
That's not gonna satisfy me.
I just want you to say hi to my friends.
Hi.
There's Robin.
Hi.
There's Karen.
Hey, Jamal.
On the phone, and everybody goes, yay, Jamal. Hey, hey. I say, if y'all don't sit your ass down, that man is in the phone, and he's going to stay in the phone. Until we see him in Potomac with her, he's in the phone, and that's okay. If that's where Giselle wants to keep Jamal in the phone, look, I'm cool with that. I just want her to know I care enough about her, even after all that we've been through, to, you know, shed some light, some girlfriend, you know, wisdom and say, look, girl, this don't look good.
She brought it up again and I explained to Karen, but Karen is a little older, so she's a little slow. So I have to explain it again, nor will I ever bring Jamal around people that I feel like are not for me. And Karen would be one of those, at this point, Karen would be one of those people.
Why did you think it was important to include Monique on that trip?
I felt like it would be nice for Monique to have a change of scenery and to experience the group in a different setting without having the baggage of one of our homes that's familiar to all of us. I thought new ground would be a really nice way for us to have conversations that can be more eye-opening and to actually, you know, reveal more to each other versus a repetition of the same things we talk about all the time. And I just thought it'd be nice to have a fun girls trip. And Monique is my friend.
Do you think Candace would have been at all receptive?
I think it would be a complete understatement for me to say that Candace would be less than thrilled.
Karen, you broke the news to Monique that she was not invited to Portugal.
Ashley invited all of us to a girls' trip to Portugal. Of course, she wanted you to come.
Uh-huh. It's never a good feeling to have to be the bearer of what could be bad news to your friend. Of course, but she had a right to know. And better coming from me than anyone else, I feel, you know, because I tried to do it compassionately. But Monique didn't think she should be on a trip either.
I felt like Karen was desperate for us to come together. And I don't think that she liked all of the division. And I think that she could see that some of the other women who always probably didn't care for me anyway was using this whole situation to their advantage.
Monique also mentions to you at this point that Ashley insinuated you were the one to encourage Candace to push for legal actions.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley basically insinuated that you encouraged Candace to push for legal action.
Mm-mm. No defense necessary. I said what I said. And we have to consider Ashley has done a lot of growing. But has she changed all that much? Let's just, the verdict is still out.
She was speaking in reference to if it were her, being that she's a person who doesn't get in people's faces or try to antagonize or, you know, annoy someone. She's just not that person. So if something like that happened to her, she would have definitely called the cops right away and it would have been a done deal. Definitely pressing charges, definitely moving forward. And I reminded Karen, I said, well, the difference is, you're Karen and she's Candace. She had 50-50 with this fight. You know, she was just as wrong as I was.
You know, there's complete transparency between myself, Monique, and Candace whenever Candace and I did talk with each other. So yeah, no defense necessary. I was walking in my truth and compassion for them as two women going through a difficult time and that happened to be my friend.
You guys check in, you go out to dinner, and you share how your name came to be.
Yes.
My parents came to this country with nothing. My dad worked at a fast food restaurant. And one day he found out that he was being promoted to manager and he was so happy that to thank this country for giving him the opportunity to be a manager, mm-hmm. he named his second daughter after that restaurant.
So are we saying that Wendy was named after Wendy's restaurant? See, sometimes I'm sitting in a scene and it just goes completely over my head. Okay, that's a beautiful story.
As she's telling the story of how she got her name, in my mind, I think I saw the story play out before it was coming out of her mouth. And in my mind, I was saying, abort the story. Abort the story. Do not say you got named after freaking Wendy's, the restaurant. Not a good one. A fast food restaurant. Like, I was like, please God, no. Please God, no.
I feel like if you have to be named after any fast food restaurant, Wendy's is probably a good one. I don't know if you want to be named, Burger King or Checkers. Yeah, you know what I mean? Taco Bell, because that was my dad's first job. Like, I don't think that sounds as good. At least his job was at Wendy's. It worked out for everybody, including Wendy.
A part of me that I feel as though a lot of the women didn't know is, you know, I have the typical immigrant story. And my parents, like many immigrants, came to this country looking for a better life, not just for themselves, but for their family. And so part of that was going through different odd jobs. One of the jobs was working at a fast food restaurant. Mm-hmm. And for that job, my dad had worked himself through different, you know, positions in that job. He went from a cashier, but it was like the golden moment when he became a manager. But to them, it represents everything that America should be. Yes. And that is the land of opportunity. Yes. And the land of hope and the land of upward mobility. So when they see me and when they say my name, they recognize that they achieved a piece of the American dream.
But I think that's just the great story of like immigrants who come to America, like stuff like that is so important to them, where we take it for granted. But her father was so proud to have worked at Wendy's that he named his child after it. Like,
yeah,
you know, as Americans, like we don't get it, which is kind of sad, but I appreciated it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you deserve a discount,
right?
At Wendy's.
I don't.
Yes. Can we get some Frosties, Wendy? Yes.
Candace, where did your name come from?
Oh, it's so funny you should ask. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
So my first name, Candace, my middle name, Dominique. My mom loved Murphy Brown. And of course, Murphy Brown is Candace Bergen.
Uh-huh.
And she loved Dynasty, the soap.
Dominique Devereaux.
Dominique Devereaux. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you know that a lot of people who were born in the late 80s, I was born in 1988, a lot of us have the name Ashley, and a very popular soap opera during that time was Young and the Restless with Victor and Ashley. So that was where my name came from. It's nothing as sentimental as Wendy's.
Giselle is the name of a French ballet, and my mother, I guess whenever she was pregnant, she learned about the ballet, and she was like, oh, that's such a beautiful name. If I have a girl, she would be named Giselle. And here I am.
Do you have a story about where your name came from?
No, I don't. I'm just Karen.
It fits her perfectly.
She's such a Karen. I was named after Batman and Robin.
What is happening here?
Mama Bragg named her after Robin from Batman and Robin.
My parents let my brother name me and named me Robin. So I could have been named Batman, but at least.
Thank God.
Oh my gosh. I love that. Yes.
Giselle asks you about Michael and the status of your relationship. And at this point, you say you are 100% back in the marriage.
Yes.
I'm finally starting to feel better. I'm officially 100% back in my marriage.
Oh, wow.
100%? But that was like in a month. You went from 60-40 to 100.
Yeah.
Why is Giselle messing with anybody's relationship? She needs to take a broom to her front doorstep, I'm just saying. And focus on her relationship. Ashley and Michael have gone through a lot. It was humiliating, you know, what she just went through. And enough is enough. And Giselle, who are you to ask anybody, is what I'm thinking, about their relationships when we can't ever lay eyes on Jamal? I mean, we see you in pictures when you're adorning his arm in Atlanta, but he never adorns your arm in Potomac. I mean, he's like a myth. And I just think enough is enough beating up on Ashley about Michael. Stop already. So don't ask anything of Ashley that you're not willing to share about yourself, Giselle.
I actually feel like Giselle came from a good place asking about my marriage, because she herself had been in a public relationship where her husband had cheated on her, and it was very, very public, and it was humiliating for her. So I feel like when she checked in on me, I felt like it was a genuine, how are things with Michael, really because of her own experience, and she knew just how difficult it was to be going through all of that in the public eye.
We had, I think a month had gone by, when we all saw the picture of him in the hotel with his boxers on. And I hope it came across to the viewers that we as a cast did not want to talk about Michael and this foolishness, because we had just been through Michael and last year. We didn't want to talk about it. Like, we were over Michael and his nonsense. But Michael keeps getting himself into trouble.
We had kind of resorted to saying, well, it is what it is, and just letting it go. Like, that's for them. Yeah. That's their relationship, their marriage.
So I felt like that was very fast. However, you know, at this point, we're all like, look, Ashley, whatever you want to do within the confines of your marriage, have at it. Like, we can do nothing at this point but support her.
Robin, you actually come to Ashley's defense, even though she's blaming herself for a little bit of what happened in their relationship.
I wasn't being the supportive wife that I had been.
Were you giving up the poo-poo?
No, I was not.
I want you to stop taking responsibility and putting, like, the weight on you being a new mother and trying to navigate that. Like, he needs to support you, because this is something new that you're going through.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, and I actually think this happens a lot with new moms. The husbands just get jealous that now the mom, the new mom, is devoting all her attention to the baby, and they're feeling left out. And we all know men are very needy. So, you know, it's something like, you're a grown man. Like, first of all, this is not your first child. So he should have already known that this is kind of like what happens when you have a new child. But this is not something that a woman, a new mom, should ever blame herself for. That's something that the man needs to figure out how to suck it up and get through it.
Clearly, Ashley and Michael have a different marriage from most. She shared that with us at the winery, okay, before the fight. And so if Ashley feels that there is some blame in her particular relationship, that's Ashley's relationship. Listen, Robin is so opinionated about, you know, Ashley's situation. We just need to get her down the aisle. How about that? It's been 5 years. Let's get you down the aisle.
If Michael had elected to use that opportunity to do something that he wasn't supposed to do, well, then, you know, I'd just have to flush my ring down the toilet in Portugal. Was it going to end up in the Mediterranean or something? That's exactly where it would belong.
To see more of The Real Housewives of Potomac After Show, head to BravoTV.com or check out the link in our description.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at BravoTV.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss me.